Bob FM.
Total Country Bob FM.
Clown horn for a clown act. It's the Bob Almanac here today. It's Tuesday, December 12th, 346th day of the year. Our patent of the day right out of the box, the wooden golf tee, was patented by George Grant of Boston, Massachusetts. I'm sure you know this.
What
did they
out well.
What did they use before there was a wood golf tee, Neil, to tee the ball up?
I don't know, a little...
They would just mound up a little dirt.
Dirt, right.
Yeah, they would just mound up a little dirt to get their ball up off the turf.
Yep.
Have you heard about the changes that they're proposing to the golf ball?
Yes.
They are scaling the golf ball back. It's going to go 10 yards shorter for the big hitters and the really good players and the pros.
Right.
Not so much for you or I.
I hope they don't change our ball.
Oh, yeah. They got to change them all.
They're
going to change them all because it would just be too expensive for these ball manufacturers who manufacture balls for both professionals.
I'm going to stock up on them before
that's a good
they
idea.
Change them.
That's a good idea. Now, you wouldn't lose 10 yards. You don't have enough. You or I, we don't have enough swing speed for it to matter to 10 yards, but it will be less.
Yeah.
And we could use every yard we can get. Every
for
inch,
sure.
Every yard, every foot wedge.
Yeah.
Everything that you can get to for your advantage.
I'm just moving up tees, that's all.
We'll do that too.
Move closer.
Move up to the senior tees, the forward tees.
Yeah.
And do what you got to do. Tee it forward, I think is what they say.
Right.
And this is the day that a golf tee was first used, the wooden golf tee.
And you know what Harvey Penick said? The great instructor.
If you can put it on a peg, put it on a peg.
If it's legal, put it on a peg, put it on a peg.
So 1899, a wooden peg was, and I believe they've got the inspiration, George Grant, from a peg leg. He saw a guy standing on a peg leg, and he goes, you know what? Smaller one of those would be great for golf. That had to have been it. That had to be the inspiration.
I think so.
There were a lot of peg legs back in 1899. 1900...
I'm Charles Schwab. You'll like our low commissions, our convenience, and our quality service. That's a promise.
For a free book...
Charles Schwab. That was one of his, grandkids or something. Charles M. Schwab formed the United States Steel Corporation. One of the men that built America, although he wasn't included in the original docu-series of the men who built America on the History Channel, but he's right up there.
Yeah, he's
with the guys like
close.
Rockefeller and Carnegie and...
And there's a guy you don't call him Chuck.
J.B. Morgan.
He's reached that status where he's Charles only.
Unless you win the Charles Schwab Cup on the Champions Tour,
the
then
Chuck
you can
Cup.
Call him Chuck. It's the Chuck Cup.
Right. I like
because
that.
Because then after celebrating, you drink too much, you up Chuck into the Chuck Cup. So that's after you celebrate, after you win the Charles Schwab Cup on the Champions Tour. We still call it the Senior Tour, but it's the
Champions.
PGA Champions Tour. So that was this date, 1900, 1946.
If it's got to look good, it's got to be Tide.
Ooh. Oh, another commercial. This time Tide detergent. It's a premium product at a premium price. Tide detergent was first introduced. Why is Tide the most expensive of the major brands?
I don't know.
Is it because they spend a lot on marketing?
I think so.
Is it that much better?
It's kind of, I don't know, it's probably the best-selling brand, do you think?
Probably
is. Yeah. I mean, everybody, I think you have to use. But I like Gain.
I was just going to say, I use Gain, and Gain has a nice smell.
Yes, I
to
like
it.
Gain.
And I don't notice a difference if I use Gain or Tide.
I don't either.
To be honest, maybe I'm just not looking that closely.
Even Era, I've liked it at times when it's a good price.
The best smelling laundry detergent, Oxydol.
Oh, okay.
Oxydol is the best smelling.
Okay.
And if you've ever worked in the restaurant industry, I've been told that Oxydol, or if you want to go Oxydol, actually it does the best of getting grease and stuff out of, let's say if you work in a restaurant and whatnot, and you're spilling grease and red sauces and whatever else onto your clothes, it does the best job.
Okay.
From what I've been told from people that are in the industry.
Duly noted.
That was in 1946. Tide was first introduced. 1963, newsreel.
The kidnappers come to Los Angeles, where they are paid by their victim's father, Frank Sinatra Sr., the $240,000 ransom they demand. Then in suburban Bel Air, the boy is released near his mother's home. just 54 hours after he was seized. He is unharmed. Newsmen who had shared the vigil with the family swarm about young Frank, his mother Nancy, and sister Tina. Understandably shaken by the ordeal, the boy and his mother answer the questions put to them.
Frank Sinatra Jr. returned by kidnappers after his father Frank paid $240 grand. That was the ransom they demanded. But you know what? They eventually did catch them.
Right.
Because the FBI was after them. They were on their tail. Yep. So they did not get a chance to enjoy that $240,000.
No.
They enjoyed time in prison,
yeah,
I do believe.
When Terry was here last Thursday, that was the day that he was kidnapped.
Ah.
And so I was doing a little background work, and then that's what because I wanted to see if they got caught. Mm-hmm. I knew they had gotten paid. And that Frank Jr. had been returned safely. I did remember that, and then I see they got snared. Which
exactly. So crime always pays. At least we hope it does.
They did the crime, and they did the time.
And you're going to be gone on Monday for your annual Christmas shopping day off.
Yeah.
Are we going to have either Allie or Terry in?
I haven't worked on that
okay,
yet.
Okay, all right. Monday's a strange day. Usually it's later in the week.
I know.
So I hope one of them can make it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can make it without them.
I gotta make myself a note.
On television, then, in 1971.
Maud!
Edith!
Wait a minute! Well, didn't you get my telegram telling you to stay the hell away from here?
Of course I got your telegram telling me to stay the hell away from here. Edith, honey, Mom, you can rest easy
we
now.
We saw and met Edith's favorite cousin for the first time on this date. Bea Arthur made her debut as Maude on All in the Family, 1971.
Maudie is here,
yes. Maudie.
Game changer.
Yes,
yep.
And then, of course, she got her own show.
Right.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. Maude made her debut this date. Bea Arthur, a legend, was born with Bea Arthur.
And what year was that?
With her sass, 1971.
Okay.
1982, we're going to go to Foxborough.
He's got to be a little disappointed. Just a moment ago, the guy who handles the little brush machine came out on the field here to make a place for John Smith to spot the ball. There you see it, that slash mark at the right of your screen.
Yeah, they call it the snowplow game, and he would go on to make the kick. Now, what's really ironic about this, the score of this game was 0-0.
It was.
And that's why I said yesterday when it was 0-0, I'm talking about the Vikings, such a low-scoring game. You know, they had to battle through such bad elements. No wonder that game on Sunday was there. No, wait, it was in a dome in Las Vegas.
It really was perfect
but
condition.
This was icy and snowy.
Snow, there's a lot of snow.
Don Shula was angry that they used the little, and it really wasn't a snow plow. It was basically a lawn tractor with a brush on it.
A big round brush
right
on the end of it.
Yes, because they were on artificial turf there at Foxborough Stadium.
But I bet you if the Dolphins were kicking, they would have brought it out.
Exactly.
A little home cooking.
So, and they did make the field goal, and then Miami drove down, and instead of maybe setting up for a field goal, and Don Shula, they were talking about on the broadcast, he would have had access to
he
the same brush.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, it would have been natural.
Right.
Wouldn't that be something? All of a sudden, the guy says, it doesn't start. Can't
get
it going.
Out of gas.
he pulled the spark plug out. But they went for it on fourth down, didn't get it, and the Patriots beat the Dolphins of State in 1982 in the snowplow game. I would have
Three-zip was the
final, same as the Vikings.
Yeah.
And I would have loved for him to instead kick the field goal, come on out and give Uwe von Schaman a chance to tie that game up. They could have gone to overtime then.
Right.
So that was back in 82. How about 88?
Of course, I'm an excellent driver. He lets me drive slow on the driveway. Of course, only 28 miles on the odometer since I drove it a week ago last Saturday. It should be more than 28 miles.
Hey, what is this? Who is this guy?
Raymond is your brother.
It was Rainman. That was back in the day when I would go to movies that were just not superhero movies. I need to get back to doing that. I'm kind of tired of superhero movies, but I'm almost to this point invested that you have to go.
I do want to see the new Aquaman.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'll probably go see that too. But here's Rain Man.
That was a good one.
This thing won some Oscars and some other things. Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise. Very good. Best Picture in 89 was probably the top Oscar that it won back in 1988. 2000 in the news.
Good evening, everybody. I'll make it quick and simple to beginning. The Supreme Court of the United States has reversed the decision of the Florida Supreme Court on three separate issues that were before that court. But get it in your mind, first of all, the Supreme Court of the United States has reversed the orders of the Florida Supreme Court.
Peter Jennings just said, get it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Michael Myers, get in my belly. From one of the Austin
fat offspring.
Yes, yes, exactly. We don't like to use the B word.
No, we
don't.
Just,
that's a harsh word, fat B.
Yeah.
Anyway, fat fatherless child.
Right, that's better.
And you don't know who your parent is. Fat right. Person who doesn't know who their parent is, probably the best way to say that without saying it. But anyway, U.S. Supreme Court, 5-4 decision. Reversing and disputing Florida's presidential election, and that gave George W. Bush the win in the 2000 presidential election. And the intro here, this is the intro, because, you know, these news companies and news stations and television, whenever there's a crisis or something, they always have to get an intro or a sounder.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
This is an ABC News special report. A Nation Waits. Now reporting Peter Jennings.
A Nation Waits. That was the best. When they shot Buckwheat on SNL back in the day with Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo, they did that same thing. You know, A Nation Waits. A Nation Mourns. They parodied it so well.
That's good.
Let's just be honest. The news media is very easy to parody.
Ah, yes.
At any time, whether it was now or back in the early 1980s.
Yeah. Same thing was kind of happening.
Just doesn't matter. We got an actor to remember today.
I have a mind of my own, you know. I can contribute. I'm not just some trophy wife.
You're a trophy wife?
What contest in hell did I win?
Peter Boyle on this date.
Was he great?
He passed away.
Holy crap!
He also said that a lot.
Yeah.
On Everybody Loves Raymond.
Holy crap!
But of course, he was also Frankenstein.
Yes.
Young Frankenstein. He was good in that one.
Putting on the Ritz, he could dance a little bit.
I did not use a Young Frankenstein clip because we just had one yesterday for Terry Garr.
Oh, that's true.
With a roll in the hay.
Roll in the hay.
So, Peter Doyle passed away. Long battle with multiple myeloma and heart disease. He was only 71. That's pretty young.
Yeah, it is.
But he was great on Everybody Loves Raymond. That was his state 2006, 2012.
I now pronounce you lawfully married.
There were 33 weddings at the Baltimore County Circuit Court today.
Yay.
400% higher than the daily average.
Yay.
And that's because it's 12-12-12. A once-in-a-lifetime number that Keisha Malloy has been waiting for.
12-12-12. Have you ever done that at a wedding? Yay. I mean, I don't remember that one.
No,
yay.
Golf clap
would be probably better.
And you bang on your glass. Yeah, yay.
Right.
I mean,
come
on. That was sad right
so,
there.
So this date, it was 12-12-12. And it's a unique status, last date of the century with the same number across.
Right.
And again, around the country, thousands of couples, not just in Baltimore. Wasn't isolated to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of couples chose that day to get married.
Happy anniversary to all those couples today.
Yes, good. Nice of you to do it.
Yeah.
And then this date, sad news 3 years ago.
Everybody loves this man. How about a hand for Mr. Charlie Pride?
Country music loses a legend. Charlie Pride has passed away due to complications from COVID-19. He was country music's first black superstar and the first black member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Charlie Pride. Oh, they got him singing here. Hang on. Let's go.
He came back and seen the change in the USA today.
There's Charlie Pride. Died at the age of 86 on this date.
What a nice man. I got to proudly introduce him. And just could not have been. That was a thrill right there.
Excited to continue to have his music here on Bob FM.
Where the boys are.
We don't have Connie Francis music here, but we do now at this point in time.
Why not?
Where the Boys Are, Who's Sorry Now, just a few of her big hits. She was a
what a voice. Great voice.
Tenderly.
And she is 86 today. Another fine voice.
Only to find it in dreams that I follow and die.
Dionne Warwick.
Crying.
is a song written by the Bee Gees, produced by the Bee Gees. And as soon as we get to the chorus, I think you might hear them singing backup. They like to do that.
Oh, yeah.
They write a song, and pretty much it says in the contract, we have to sing backup on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a song the Bee Gees did that Kenny Rogers did that I forgot about it, that he had, that they had done. And obviously, a big song. I love the song, Buried Treasure.
Oh,
we
sure.
Don't need no buried treasure, yeah. No buried treasure, no, we don't need, we don't need, we don't stand on ceremonia because life is phony, beside of it, whatever it is. But yeah, they wrote that song.
Yeah.
And produced it
the
for
Bee
Kenny.
The Bee Gees crossed over and did so many great things other than just record their own great tunes.
Do you know the way to San Jose? Dionne Warwick is 80.
Walk on by.
83 here today.
Oh, this guy can play.
Lord, I was born a rambling man.
And he can sing, too. He's singing lead here.
Yep.
Trying to make a living and doing the best.
Saw him at the Medina. That was a great night.
And when it's time for leaving, I hope
Dickie Betts.
On their red guitar.
That I was born a rambling.
That's kind of his signature.
Yeah.
My father was a gambler down in Georgia.
He is 80
great
today.
Great Southern rocker.
It's time at the grocery store to head to the uncomfortable aisle.
You know, you've never heard a celebrity talk about feminine protection on TV before. Well, I wanted to be the first because I think it's perfectly natural, especially when it's Stay-Free maxi pads.
Yeah.
They've got everything.
Kathy Rigby. Talk about a trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was doing commercials about these kind of products until she came along late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
And brought it out in the forefront, which was very important at that point in time. It was a big part of our society. I think it was a big move forward.
Right.
And she was an Olympian. I don't think she ever won a medal, though. Did she win in the 68 Olympics? Maybe
she won. I don't know if she won bronze or something.
Maybe
I'll
look
it up.
I would think that she did.
Yeah, she was a star.
Because you don't talk about those kind of products if you didn't at least win a medal.
But then she did some acting. She was
She was Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Yeah,
she was Peter Pan.
Right on.
And which was great because Peter Pan, the actual Peter Pan, was a gymnast too. I don't know if you've ever seen the real Peter Pan on the uneven bars, Neil.
I hadn't, but I guess I have in retrospect, but I didn't really realize
it. He's very good on the apparatus. So Kathy Rigby is 71 today.
General Zod does not take orders. He gives them.
She was one-third of the Kryptonians that busted out of the Phantom Zone,
oh,
Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is the actress Sarah Douglas, who played Ursa, who, of course, was working there with General Zod, and the other guy who couldn't talk. Looked like that guy who played for the Timberwolves a few years back. That's Sarah Douglas, the British actress from Superman 2.
She did not win.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, she was the highest scoring
American
gymnast in the 68. And then she was the U.S. national champion in 70 and 72.
Ah, I see.
But how about in 72? I thought it was where she maybe... No, I don't think she did.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for that update. 71 today for Sarah Douglas from Superman.
She did not win a medal. Okay.
Superman 2. She played with Prince and was a protege.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't much.
Sorry, at Blue Fest.
She was with Ringo Starr's band?
Yeah, in the All-Star band, yeah. And,
she can play a cowbell.
Oh, she was great.
Very good percussionist. And, of course, Sheila E. with this song, The Glamorous Life.
Kind of has that Miami,
the Miami Sound Machine sound.
Yeah.
Her real name is Sheila Escovedo, 66 here today.
Mm-hmm.
Bob FM. Lead singer of The Fix.
Oh, sure.
One thing leads to another.
Big hit.
Cy Kernan. 66 today. This guy terrorized quarterbacks.
Let's get it on! Come on, Armadillo! Let's get it on, baby! Hey, four scores 7 years ago, brother. Long time, brother. Come on, Steve, y'all. We ain't get out damn day.
Over, right? Let's go.
Come on, Stevie. Come on, Stevie. J.J. Stokes. You cousin of J.J. Walker?
John Randall, he was a master trash talker, but he could back it up.
Yeah.
Right?
J.J. Stokes, J.J. Warren. That's a question that needs to be asked.
It does. He's a Hall of Famer, of course, undrafted free agent that the Vikings found out of Mumford, Texas, and the rest is history for Johnny Randall. Yeah, he did. He had a motor. That was what we always heard of, motor and the face paint.
Yeah.
56 for him today.
Mr. Ingles!
Where is Mr. Ingles? Well, he's somewhere on the prairie, right?
I would think.
Probably battling locusts or losing another crop.
Somewhere in a little house.
Someplace. So Missy Francis, who played Cassandra, one of the children that the Ingles family adopted because their father wasn't as good of a wagon driver downhill as Charles was. And yeah, you can just imagine what happened.
Yeah,
they became orphans. And of course, that's also when we first saw Jason Bateman.
Okay.
Because Jason Bateman played her brother, Missy Francis, here today as 51.
You're cheating hard.
We just heard Tear in My Beer. Hank Sr., Hank Jr., how about now Hank the Third?
Oh, sure.
Who's 51.
And try to sleep.
He can moan the blues just
he
like
can.
His granddaddy.
He kind of went in a different direction.
Well, because he was, you know.
He wanted to
do his own
carve
thing.
His own
yeah,
path.
I can't blame him for that.
Nope.
Some of it was kind of dirty, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little
unearable.
Edgy. Yeah.
51 for him.
Blossom, shouldn't we be panicked because we don't have a date for the dance yet?
It's 4 days away. Of course we should be panicked. Oh my gosh. You don't suppose this means we're the girls with good personalities?
No, we're not fat enough to have good personalities.
Oh, geez, a fat joke on Blossom.
Boy.
Are you kidding me? But anyway, if you had a crush on Blossom, I had a crush on Six, her friend.
Yeah.
Mayim Bialik is 48 today as Blossom. And our rapper of the day today is Sky Katz. Sky Katz.
Like, how do you spell cats? Is that
K-A-T-Z?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I should have known.
19. Sure.
Okay. Sky Katz. Gone, but not forgotten. We're going to start with businessman Henry Wells. Don't call him Hank. He co-founded the Wells Fargo Company and American Express, and there was a whole bunch of other businesses. The guy made a fortune.
Basically, isn't American Express a competitor with Wells Fargo? So he...
Well, at the time, they really weren't as much, you know. Wells Fargo in those days was more about shipping.
Right.
They were competition for the U.S. mail system.
Oh, yeah, Fargo stage.
Right, and they shipped gold and out of California. They really came to be because of the gold rush on California, and nobody else wanted to go out that far, but Wells Fargo did, and they made a literal fortune. And Henry Wells, quite the impressive list of businesses, 1805. Edward G. Robinson, born on this day, 1893.
Because there were actors in that movie who should never do biblical films. Edward G. Robinson?
Where's your Messiah now? Yeah, where's your Moses now, Shane? Let my people go now!
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. The great Billy Crystal there. Talking about actor Edward G. Robinson, born on this day, 1893. They paid the money on his birthday to get his son back, Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board.
Let's just say he had the cash.
Yeah, he did, 1915.
And the air was such a wonder from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
Wow. I think he's singing about Ebbets Field, but when they closed down Met Stadium, it was Channel 9 or somebody did a video, and they played it, put that
montage.
Song behind the video montage, and nice. it was fantastic.
Yes. Old Blue Eyes. What didn't and couldn't he do? The great Frank Sinatra, Of course, we should have Phil Hartman at some point, but Frank, they're singing nicely. You know, there's
only one parody per day.
That's true. Frank Sinatra, 1915, gave us Josie and the Pussycats. Dan DiCarlo was born on this day, 1919.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Bonus coverage. Audio. It's cartoon theme time.
It is. Those gals could rock.
Oh, they good. Absolutely. Dan DiCarlo created that fine band and those characters. Again, 1919. Well, what needs to be said? He hosted The Price is Right for decades and decades, and he always, you know, encouraged us to have our pets spayed and neutered. Bob Barker.
First bid is yours, Linda.
630.
$630 to you, Edith.
Edith?
Edith. Hello, Edith.
It's your bid, Edith.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you thinking about down there, Edith?
Well,
I'm up here working my head off and you're daydreaming in contestant row.
I get paid
by the word. You know that? This is costing CBS a bundle for me to repeat this.
You got to admit, Bob Barker probably got annoyed with some of those contestants, don't you think, at some times?
Hello. Down there in
we
music.
We got a show going on
contestant
here.
Row.
Edith.
Yeah, come on. The Price is Right, and of course, made some cameos and had a great fight scene.
Price is Wrong, Bob.
Yeah, 1923 for the great Bob Barker. You like your jazz smooth? Grover Washington Jr.
Just the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us.
Tim on the saxophone. Of course, he didn't sing. This is Bill Withers.
Bill Withers singing.
We look for love, but he,
very skilled on the saxophone, jazz musician. Grover Washington Jr., born on this day. 1943, and we're going to leave it right there and tell you that they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon, no repeat work day. And don't forget, 11 o'clock, live broadcast, pop-up pizza party, Godfather's Brooklyn Park. It's a good place for lunch, it sounds like. Would
I
you like
so.
To start it out with Mel McDaniel? Baby's got her blue jeans on.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, Southern Star, Shenandoah, darned if I don't, danged if I do.
I like Shenandoah today.